From the studios of 96.3 FM, Freak Radio, in Santa Cruz, California, you're listening to the Weekly Freak Show. Please stay tuned for contact information at the end of this special hour-long broadcast. Bad Religion has been a staple of the punk rock scene for more than two decades. Their music has always been raw and cutting edge. When Bad Religion came through Santa Cruz in September of this year to promote their latest album, The New America, Freak Radio's John Malkin was there and recorded in-depth interviews with three members of the band.
What's your name?
Greg Hetson, Bad Religion.
All right, and you're the lead singer?
No, I play guitar.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I can sing if you want, but you really don't want to hear it. How's that?
That sounds nice.
No. Hit me, baby, one more time.
How long have you been guitarist with Bad Religion?
16 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
When did Bad Religion become Bad Religion?
1980.
Wow. And who were you playing with before that?
Circle Jerks, and before that, Red Cross. So.
Oh, yeah, Red Cross?
Yeah.
Wow.
1979. Uh-huh. This is my fourth decade of punk.
So, how would you characterize punk rock in this 21st century?
21st century? Is that here already? Well, it's pretty, there's a lot of bands. It's stronger than ever, but some of the content has been watered down. There's not as much attitude. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, it's all the clean-cut jock types, seems like, are starting the bands instead of the misfits. Mm-hmm. Like us, the geeks, uh-huh. The rebels.
A lot of the lyrics are really directly political and addressing thinking and thinking for yourself. That seems like a punk attitude. But still, like you said, a lot of punk bands are not necessarily emoting that anymore.
Yeah, it seems to be a formula. It's kind of like formula punk. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a few exceptions, but for the most part. It's getting kind of... I'm kind of bored with it. Sounds kind of sterile.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of anti-globalization movements happening now around the world. In Prague recently against the IMF and in Seattle against the WTO. What's your impression of all that? Where do you think it's leading to?
Nowhere, just a bunch of people barking up the wrong tree.
What's
their asses kicked for no good reason.
Yeah. Where would you see a more positive tree to be climbing?
I don't know. I don't think starting riots, it's not disrupting anything. It's making them, if they have something valid to say, they should, you know, use that. I don't think that's a proper forum, like, you know, massive demonstrations. Maybe they should infiltrate the IMF or WTO, work from the inside rather than causing trouble on the outside, you know?
Wouldn't you say that the music that you're making is a force from the outside trying to affect all of that too, or do you see it differently?
I don't know if we're trying to affect anything. We're just giving our point of view, and mm-hmm. and we don't claim to have any of the answers. We just complain.
Bad Religion has this research fund for projects and education.
Yeah.
Do you know much about how this started and what the background is on it?
Well, Greg is really into field research in biology, mostly, and not whatever. What does he research? What does he pick?
Fossils, bones, what the
geology.
Hell?
Geology. Anyway, there's not much money given to people that go out and do field study of any of the sciences. It's usually corporations, doing stuff that you can make money from, you know, drugs, pharmaceutical companies, stuff like that. So he had the idea. Came to us with the idea of doing a research fund, and we all agreed it was a good idea. There's not enough money going to that, so a bunch of people submit their research, what they want to do, and we read them all. Well, Greg reads them all, and then he chooses about 15 of them, and then we all go through them and pick what we think is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the winner this year is going to where is he going? In Africa? Where in Africa? Huh? No, it's somewhere in Africa.
I thought it was Micronesia.
No. Jay's eating.
Are you sure?
Yeah. somewhere in Africa. Anyway, this lake, for no reasons unbeknownst to anyone or no scientist, it started releasing all this carbon dioxide, and it killed everything like around, I don't know, a certain square mile radius. So he's going in there with like some like hazmat suit and trying to figure out checking the levels of carbon dioxide and why. It's kind of like a really fast greenhouse effect. It just lake just like freaked out and killed everything around it, villages, trees, plants, everything gone. Hi, this is Greg Ketson from Bad Religion, and you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3.
And what's your name?
I'm Jay.
Jay.
Brantley.
Brantley.
Brantley. Like the car.
Like the car.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Bad Religion?
20 years.
It's a long time. How long have you been making your living from being in Bad Religion?
7 years. Maybe six. 6 years. Because I was working at Epitaph 89 to 90, 94. 94 was when I stopped working at Epitaph.
What were you doing there?
Everything. It was just me and Brett. That was it. So.
Oh.
You name it, that's what we did.
Uh-huh. And so Bad Religion was on Epitaph all that time. What label are you on now?
Atlantic. Uh-huh. Warner.
How is that different for you at all, or for the band?
It's different for me in the sense of I can't communicate with them, and it's frustrating because they're too big. And on Epitaph, I could stop things in 5 minutes, or I could get things done in a day. Things that I call Atlantic, and they say, hey, I want to do this, and they need to make 50 phone calls to approve it with somebody that I've never met before, and it pisses me off because I don't know who the hell they are dictating policy, so we just do it anyway. So, you know, you try to do things right within the realm of business ethic world, but, you know, Atlantic has 300 artists and enough employees to work 60 of them. So the rest of us just get fucked.
What's the benefit, then, of being with them?
Well, at the time, the benefit was not being overwhelmed by the workload at Atlantic. I mean, at Epitaph. The choice was... it basically boiled down to... we can stay on Epitaph and basically smother, because it's too much work. Or we can let someone else do the work and be a band. Go back out on the road and do tours and all that. So it made more sense at the time than it does now, because obviously Epitaph is a lot bigger with a lot more employees. We couldn't afford employees back then. So
the lyrics and the sound of Bad Religion is really political.
It's political. Mm-hmm. Sociopolitical. Politics means that you're trying to sway people to your opinion. I don't want people to vote for me, and I don't want people to agree with me. I'm not right. Mm-hmm. Just have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Have you always felt that way, or was there some point in your life where you...
Oh, sure. When I was a kid, I'm sure I wanted everyone to believe just exactly what I believed, and if they didn't, they were assholes. But you grow up and you realize that that's not really the best attitude to have, and that everybody is entitled to their own free will. Mm-hmm. That is what leads us as adults to form opinion of other adults, is based on the decisions that they make, right? You can, when you're a kid, you base decisions on what t-shirts kids wear. That guy's an asshole, he's wearing a fucking Aerosmith shirt or whatever, you name it, right? And now you obviously wouldn't do that, but you know, you would say things like, I see that asshole pouring oil down the storm drain every week. It's simply the same thing. Mm-hmm. Making an assessment of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your audience... what age group do you think your audience is these days, Bad Religion?
16 to 20.
Mm-hmm. Are those the people that you are intentionally trying to educate?
No, I'm not trying to educate anybody. I mean, those are the people who... when I was 16 to 20, that time frame in my life was, I was open to suggestion. I was like a sponge. So it was a lot easier for me to find out more about myself with artists and writing and, you know, literature. Those are the things that kind of helped me develop me. It doesn't mean that that's a target market for Bad Religion. It just means that that seems to be a specific age when everybody, including myself, seems to go through, what the hell am I doing here? Who am I, and what's the point?
Do you remember any particular books or films or people that inspired you in particular?
Almost all of the books from Kurt Vonnegut, mm-hmm. And Philip K. Dick. Mm-hmm. I was big, not quite science fiction in terms of far out science fiction. It's almost science fact. Those guys were
like
almost
social.
They were almost right on in terms of what things were going to be like. They weren't that far off. Mm-hmm. So it was, more like what you said when you called us political. I said we're social political. We don't have an agenda. Mm-hmm. We just kind of talk about things, and if people want to follow it, that's fine. And the same with those authors, to me, seemed like they were saying something with something other than a political agenda. It was just kind of a message. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was only for me. Hi, this is Jay from Bad Religion, and you are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM.